Pay me now or pay me later. Pay me now or pay me later. It's kind of like what God does with us. It's not payment in that we pay for our salvation. It's just that if you're called, you go through hard things now, and it'll be easier later. True? You're with me there, right? And yet, to another sector of society, they seem to go through easy things now, relatively, and they're skating and having fun. I don't know how people manage to do this. It's amazing. But then later on, they find that their lives were empty and they chased the wrong things and they were interested in the wrong things, you know. And so they look back at their life and it seems like, oh man, I could have had a V8, or I could have listened to Zender on Revelation. I could have believed in God as the Savior of all humanity. Of course, I speak relatively as a man because we know absolutely God decides who believes what, whether one will be interested in Dancing with the Stars or not. This is all up to God. I'm just now speaking in terms of the book of the unveiling, that there are those who will lose their souls. In other words, they won't be panting after nice times, good feelings, sunny, warm. I'm pursuing sunny and warm down here. Okay, let me change that. They won't be going after fast cars and... Okay, well, no, my car's not that fast. 0 to 60, I don't know. I've never tried it. Yeah, I have hit over... I've been over 60 miles an hour. I just haven't timed it. But my point is that... it is a pay me now, pay me later type of thing, only that's a figure of speech. It's more like suffer now and rejoice later, because we know judgment begins in the house of God. Peter said that. It's a circumcision verse, but I think it's the same in Paul. Paul says in Romans 8, we're being delivered up daily as sheep for slaughter. How fun is that? Not very much fun. In the meantime, the world, through wisdom, which we read yesterday, the world is luxuriating in its wisdom. The world loves its happy good times. You remember that show in the 70s, Good Times? Yeah. Well, these are not good times for many of you. For us, as the body of Christ, we're all those things Paul said. Sheep delivered up for slaughter. We're being persecuted. We're being reviled. We're faithful, and yet we're being reviled as liars. We're true, and yet purported to be false. All these things. But listen to this. This is just when you think the world is so happy, the world is having so much fun, things aren't always what they appear to be. Now we're in verse 11 of Unveiling 14. Right at, we're finally away from that, the fumes ascending for the eons of the eons. I so loved that verse. I needed to spend a whole show on it. Thank you for indulging me. The great pleasure. So now we're going to move on to the next statement. And it is this: and they are having no rest day and night, those worshiping the wild beast and its image, and if anyone is getting the emblem of its name. So anyone getting the image, the name, or worshiping the image, worshiping the wild beast, they're having no rest. This is, look at the tense of this thing, the tense. They are having no rest, those worshiping the wild beast, ongoing things. So this is not speaking of their torment. This is speaking of while they're worshiping the wild beast, they have no rest. And that's interesting. Now, it could be one of two things. It could be that their conscience is bothering them, just like Paul's was. Remember when our Lord apprehended Saul on the road to Damascus? Our Lord said to him, it's difficult for you to kick against the goads. So there was something pushing Paul, something in his brain, even while he was trying to be the greatest Pharisee that ever lived, that was he was kicking against. And so they have no rest. So that could be a thing with these worshipers of the wild beast. And people are, in part, worshiping the wild beast now because they're already sucking from the breast of the system that will produce the wild beast, or that will at least cooperate in the formation of the wild beast. They're getting a head start on suckage. And so we are not of those. We are those to whom the world now is growing strangely dim. In the light of God's glory and grace, things aren't as important to us in this world as they were. But those worshiping the wild, and so because of that, we don't get the enjoyment. Do you find this, or is it just me? Just don't get the enjoyment that I used to get from things in this life. It's things are turning a little bit sour, right? And as that happens, the things of God grow more magnificent. And I long to see God, and I long to see Christ. But let this comfort you somewhat, that nobody really, I shouldn't say this, because true love wants others to be happy, and I really do. But, you know, those that are worshiping the wild beast, even starting it today, I wonder if they're also having no rest. It seems like we're all having no rest. They have no rest day and night, those worshiping the wild beast. Okay, here's my conclusion. None of us are having rest, but those worshiping the wild beast are having less rest than we think. They are somehow tormented before the official fire and sulfur torment, tormented by either their conscience or because the wild beast is a slave driver. And it is today. Seriously, with all the things you have to do, Juliana, where I live, she's trying to contact Comcast to get a phone for her dad. And you know how it is. Whenever you call one of these big companies, they give you a whole catalog. They give you a list of options. If you wish to speak to a representative, if you wish to purchase a gun with which to shoot yourself during this call, please press 2. And so they frustrate the daylights out of you when you finally do get a human being. And that human being tells you that Comcast will be at your father's house Tuesday at 3 o'clock. They never get there. And when they do get there, oh, they forgot what you wanted, or they have the wrong order. Something always happens. There's a complication to everything. I didn't even tell you how difficult it was for me to get a license plate here in the state of Florida. I took the title of the car with the bill of sale. And you know what the clerks told me? The name, there were two names on the title, but only one name on the bill of sale. And that name had to be on the bill of sale as well. And not only that, but somebody had scratched out one number on the bill of sale, therefore nullifying it. Why?
Because we can't have any scratch outs or white out on this form.
Why? Because it's a god-awful form? Is this the Magna Carta? Is this the Declaration of Independence? Is this the Book of Romans, the original copy? What do you mean? Who cares? It's a car. It's a car. So the beast is already operating. The complexity is already vexing us. All we have to do is try to call customer service, which is an oxymoron or a contradiction or something. Oh, no, yeah, it's morons on the other end of the phone. Some of them try to help. They really do.
Yes, how may I help you? I want to be of service to you. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. And so,
they talk to you like you're not even a human being. It's like they have a script in front of them. Oh, yes, they do. They do have a script in front of them. So those who are worshiping the wild beast have no rest a day or night. Now, good. There's a great contrast here. Now, what causes somebody to worship the wild beast? The pressure of the times. It's the pressure of the times. They are enduring at that time. To get any relief in that day of extremity, you have to join the wild beast. You have to get on their mailing list. You have to get on their call list. And there will be all sorts of hoops to jump through, even though it seems like this is the nice thing to do. Oh, yeah, you get free health care or whatever, okay? Let's say you get free health care. Welcome to the health system. Now you're in a hospital, and they poke you with needles. They do unnecessary tests on you. They put you on a diet of sugar, starch, and God knows what else. This is your privilege. Welcome to free health care. In other words, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. And so this should be an encouragement to the saints, and it is in that day. All the saints are, they're getting their heads cut off. Yeah, there are beheadings going on in the book of Revelation. There are people dying for the Lord and in the name of the Lord. And in the meantime, they have refused to join the wild beast. They have refused to get the mark. And so what are they delivered of? They're delivered of those damn phone calls. They're delivered of free health care. They're delivered of all the special care that the government gives you. All the wires and tubes and chemicals and formulas that's supposed to help you. That's supposed to, the education that you're supposed to be so thankful for. And what is it? What is it? What did you learn? I learned how to type in high school. Somebody say, Martin, what'd you learn in high school? I learned how to type. That's all I remember out of 4 years. And it was my last year. It was room 401. Mr. Pellegrini taught me how to type. I put one, that my left index finger on the F. Is that what it is? Yeah. And my right index finger on the J. And I found out where the other ones went. And I learned how to type. And that has served me well today. Because every time I send you the ZWTF newsletter, I type. And I don't have to look at the keys. Because I know where they are. I have them memorized because of Mr. Pellegrino back in 1978. So, what a contrast here. In order to get relief from the afflictions of that day, those who worship the wild beast will save their souls from torture and death. Torture is not so great. I got to admit that. I wouldn't care to be tortured much. So, that'd be a downer there. So, I got no guarantee what I'm going to do under torture. I'll tell you, I would probably tell you anything. And then I just take it back. Like, this is what I would do. It's like, I want you to say that Jesus is not Lord. Jesus is not Lord. Then they'll let me go. And then I go, Jesus is Lord. I just told him that, just for the hell of it. Now, it could be that I will man up and admit that, and tell them what they don't want to hear. But then again, I might not. Who's to say? I don't have to worry about it. Because Jesus told his disciples to not worry about what they're going to say in the day of trial, that he would give them utterance and he would tell them what to say, and that they shouldn't worry about it. Take no thought for tomorrow. So don't worry about all these things. I know people who constantly are worried. They're actually not looking forward to seeing Jesus because they're afraid what they might have to endure in the interim. They might have to go through trials. Well, you might not. You might, but you might not. Who knows what tomorrow holds? We don't know, and it's not our business to know. Sufficient unto the day. Sorry, that's King James. Sufficient. You almost still have to say unto there. Is that a King James word? Do we have that in English? Unto? We do have that in English? Okay. Sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. What about thereof? Oh, crap. That's an English word, too. Okay, so I'm not using King James language to quote this to you. Sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. And if you think about what evils could befall you tomorrow, you're overloading yourself beyond what you are meant to bear by God. And you almost have to say at that point, God's not going to protect you from your crazy imagination. That's what I would say. But Martin, what if this? What if this? What if this? I say, how do you feel right now? Terrible. Okay. Well, why isn't God protecting me? Because you're not dealing with what God's giving you. God isn't giving you those things in the future. Somebody could say, well, God's giving them the thoughts and the vexations. That's true. And the reason God is doing that is so someone like me, who is calm and soothing, and who makes sense for a living, someone like me then could come up to them and say, take no thought for the morrow. Oh, that's a King James word. That's an English word too. Okay, someone like me then could come up with my soothing voice and say, take no thought for the morrow, my friend, for sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. And I believe that even if they didn't speak English, even if I said this to a Spanish-speaking individual or someone who speaks Swahili, they would be calmed simply by my manner, by the tone of my voice, by my soft blue eyes and my gently flowing hair. And so I will use whatever I can to calm people and myself. If my eyes look calm, and I hope they do, then I'll stare at my own eyes in a mirror to help myself. God is a very present help. And the help is not only in us because the Word of God makes its home in us, dwells in us richly, but it's, thank God, we still have this. We still have the Holy Scriptures. We still have God's revelation to us, and He has taught us to correctly cut it. And so we are not camping around. We're learning about the unveiling of Jesus Christ. We're learning about what's going to happen. But this isn't our message. We are comforted in our present trials by Paul's letters, Romans through Philemon, 13 letters of the Apostle Paul. That's our apostle. He's the man of peace. Read him.